The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Here's another piece I'll trust you enjoy.
So for those of you who are just joining us, I was saying that I'm actually broadcasting right now out of New York City because I dared to fly out here last week and see what was going on at Columbia University for myself. Last week, we know that there were hundreds of students who had occupied the South Lawn at Columbia University, which is the center lawn on campus. And they were putting up their Palestine flags and they had these tent encampments. And the university said to them, okay, you can be here, but you've got to clear out at a certain time. And unsurprisingly, these students, because they have never followed directions in the history of their time at these universities, they have never walked forth with some kind of deference to authority. Unsurprisingly, they did not clear out of those encampments. Many were arrested, which of course set off this whole firestorm of the colonial police state that exists here in the United States and at these universities, that they would dare to arrest pro-Palestinian students. And then it all just really kind of metastasized from there. So I decided to fly out, go see what's going on at Columbia University. And I took some videos to show you right now. Those of you who are listening to the show, I will narrate them as the videos go on. I think I narrate them on video too. But you should watch on the Salem News Channel if you have the opportunity to really see what's going on. So I went during the daytime because, call me crazy, I didn't want to go at nighttime for fear of my own safety. But what's important to know is that Columbia right now actually blocks off the inside of campus to only allow students to go in there. So you have to present a Columbia University ID to get inside the campus. Usually when these universities are normal, everyday people can walk in, they can walk around the buildings, they can go to the quads and the lawns, but things are so bad that they only allowed Columbia University students in. So what I'm about to show you is on the perimeter of the university, on the sidewalks. When I showed up there at 12 o'clock on Friday, it was a moment of calm. And as the hours went on, it was getting less calm, less calm, less calm, and more just absolutely crazy, for lack of a better term. So to situate you a little bit, I'm outside of the Columbia University gates. There are easily 36 police officers standing there by the gates. They have a tent with security to check Columbia student IDs to go inside the gates of the university. Parked on the sidewalk are 4 to 5, and I have pictures and videos of this, 4 to 5 vans of NYPD officers. So the police presence there was incredibly intense. It seemed literally like the president of the United States was visiting Columbia. It was that level of security. But of course, it wasn't that was not the case. And on the sidewalk, there was a big Orthodox Jewish group. I'm not sure the name of the sect. I heard different names of varying information pertaining to the exact name of the sect. But there were this big Orthodox Jewish group of individuals ranging from 75 years old to 4 years old. And they had these huge signs saying anti-Zionism is not anti-Semitism. Israel is a genocidal state. And we oppose the state of Israel because we are Jews. So if you're confused, I totally get it. I was a bit confused, too. What are these Orthodox Jews, who you would think would be the biggest proponents of the state of Israel, doing outside of Columbia University, waving Palestinian flags and chanting for the eradication of the state of Israel. But many of them were there. And then a little more down the block, there was a group of Muslims who had gathered to pray in the direction of Mecca. Of course, that's how Muslims pray, always in the direction of Mecca. But they were on the sidewalk setting up, and they also had signs about Israel being a genocidal state. And then further down the block, there were just various individuals holding up big signs. One of such individuals, as you will see, had a mask on. He did not want to show his face. And he was holding up a sign that said, Israel equals Nazis. So for those of you watching, let's take a look. This first video, video one, you will see the Orthodox Jews setting up on the sidewalk, chanting for the end of the state of Israel.
Okay, so here are some posters of the hostages.
That's my
And we have this Orthodox group, which is very anti-Israel, right here.
That's a student protester.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Okay, so just imagine being a Columbia University student and you're just trying to go to class and walking by that. And again, this was a moment of calm. But just imagine being a, 21-year-old college student trying to go to class, and you have all of these Orthodox Jews on the sidewalk, among others, as we'll see, chanting Judaism, yes, as you just heard, Zionism, no, the state of Israel must go. They were yelling. And what was so sad is that there were these 4- and 5-year-old kids. Like, there were perhaps 5 to 10 of them, very, very young kids, waving these Palestinian flags, chanting for the eradication of the state of Israel. And they were so angry, these kids, because, of course, they've been taught to be angry, and they're spending their Friday afternoon on a sidewalk in front of Columbia University yelling out at people. And I just looked at these poor kids and I thought, this is such manipulation. You should not be on a sidewalk on a Friday afternoon chanting about Middle East conflict. What do you know about Middle East conflict? You should know nothing about Middle East conflict for another 10 to 15 years of your life. It was a very sad situation all around, to put it lightly. But what you heard in that video was that there was a girl walking by, I believe she's a student, and she had a bullhorn and she's Jewish. And she was shouting at those Orthodox Jews on the sidewalk who were protesting the state of Israel. She was shouting, you are making a mockery of Hashem. You are making a mockery of Judaism. And that was very common for the interactions on the sidewalk, that people walking by would just get into it one way or the other with those demonstrators. So let's look at this video. Again, watching on the Salem News Channel is preferable, so you can see it, but you can hear it too, obviously, if you're tuning in via radio. This was a guy with a mask on holding up a sign that on one side, interestingly, had an American flag and said free speech. And then on the other side of the sign was the Israel flag, and they had that out, and it said equals Nazis. Here's the video of that situation.
So here we have this guy in a mask holding up this sign.
Look for Trump.
Wait till you see the other part of the sign. And these are students here trying to go to class, and they have to go through security and show their ID to get to class. This is what's outside of their school.
And again, I was outside the university on the sidewalk looking at the protests of non-university students. And this is very important. The main student protests that you are seeing in the news with Columbia specifically are inside the gates of Columbia on the main lawn. They would not allow non-students to go inside of the university, but I could look through the gates and I could see the tents and the Palestine flags still there, you know, in the center of campus. But I was on the outside. And on the outside, on the sidewalk, the groups that were coming together did not appear to be student groups or groups affiliated with the university, but outside groups that were coming to Columbia to demonstrate their support for these students on the inside who were protesting. So I mentioned there was this big group of dozens of Orthodox Jews, some as young as 4 years old, chanting, yelling, calling for the eradication of the State of Israel. There were several Muslims praying on the sidewalk, and one individual gave a speech about the great moment that we are in right now, according to him. He said, this is a glorious moment where students are standing up against the Zionist state, and that the future is looking bright because all of these Americans are doing their part to call for a ceasefire and to stop the genocide in Gaza. Again, this is a quote from the individual who is giving a speech on the sidewalk. And then there was a guy holding up a big sign that said Israel equals Nazism. I want to play for you right now a clip. I went up and spoke with that individual who had the big mask on, would not show his face, and he was holding up a big sign that said Israel equals Nazism. He also, as you will see in the video, was wearing a cross, a very, very big Christian cross. And when I approached him and asked him about his political beliefs and about his position on Israel and Judaism, here's what he said. And for a minute, forgive me, be advised that at the end of the video, in the last 10 seconds, he did drop an F-bomb. I have been assured by my dear producers in Los Angeles that they have bleeped that out, but please do be advised.
Under the Biden administration, the Secretary of State is Jewish. The Secretary of Treasury is Jewish. The Secretary of Homeland Security is Jewish. The Attorney General is Jewish. The Director of National Intelligence is Jewish. Jews control America. Everything, Wall Street, the media, tech, the fashion industry, Hollywood, professional sports. Jews are 2% of the population. The Ivy League, there are eight Ivy League schools. Harvard, Princeton, Yale, Brown, Dartmouth, Cornell, and Columbia. Six of them have Jewish presidents. Jews are 2% of the population. Their domination of the Ivy League is typical of their domination of every sector in America. We live in we're under siege with powerful, rich Jews, and they have corrupted our...
Thank you for cutting that out at the end, Sean, before he dropped the F-bomb. So again, this is this guy outside of Columbia's campus. He's not a student. He's far too old to be a Columbia student. He is not affiliated, to my knowledge, with the university. But this guy is standing outside of the gates of Columbia as these students are going in, and he is yelling this, what you just heard. The Jews control the United States. Jews control the media. He said the Democrat and Republican Party are funded by Jews, and they put the Jewish agenda first. And you didn't hear this in the clip, but afterwards I was asking him, I said, because he was talking about the agenda, the Jewish agenda. And I said to him, what is the, quote, Jewish agenda? And he said, and I wrote down the direct quote, he said, Jews have a diabolical agenda in the United States to bring back, and I'm not kidding, this is literally what the guy said with a straight face, to bring back witchcraft and child sacrifice to the United States. So clearly he's a very, like, healthy individual, right? But this is very, very important that this guy was standing outside of Colombia, because it raises questions. Why is Colombia attracting these kinds of individuals who, again, he was not a student, he was not affiliated with the university, but why are they attracting those kind of individuals standing on the sidewalk of their campus? And here's the million-dollar question. Why, when students walked by, did they not challenge this individual? And in fact, they cheered him on. He said Jews have a diabolical agenda to control the United States and to bring back witchcraft, he said, witchcraft and child sacrifices to our country. Pause. I mean, I don't know when witchcraft and child sacrifices existed in our country. One would say they existed during the time of the Salem witch trials, but that was like 400 years ago before we were even a country. Of course, that is just one of many, many problems with that individual's argument, to put it lightly. But there were just all of these crazy people on the sidewalk. And one might say, okay, well, as bad as it is to have all of these individuals outside of Colombia saying heinous, heinous, heinous things, those people were not students, or those people were not affiliated with the university. So you really can't draw any conclusions about Colombia or the state of higher education by some crazies on the sidewalk. That's what someone presenting a counter argument to my outrage and your outrage would say to us. And here's my response to those individuals. It actually does reveal a lot about Columbia University that such people would congregate on their sidewalk, because it shows that those people feel like they have a home in that environment. They feel that that is a hospitable place for them to go to spew their diabolical and evil agenda. And so it reflects, to put it mildly, poorly on the university that those are the kinds of people that they are attracting to their sidewalk to make their claims. Clearly, anti-Semites, like that guy whose video I played, feel like they have a place near or on that campus. And when I was standing there for several hours watching it all unfold, and my gosh, was it quite a scene, it was fascinating to me to see the way that students reacted to these outside individuals. Students were coming out of the gates, and again, you had to present a student ID to get inside the gates of Columbia, hence why I did not go in, or those outside groups protesting the state of Israel. That's why they didn't go in. They were on the sidewalk. But students would go in and out of the gates to get to and from class. And when I was standing there for 3 hours, not a single student approached that guy who I played, or the many others on the sidewalk who were saying horrible, horrible things. Not one student approached them to challenge them. There was actually a 15-year-old boy from Jerusalem who was in New York, and he went to go challenge those protesters on the sidewalk. He was so well-spoken, so incredibly mature. And I asked him, I said, well, why are you here? I mean, I commend you, but why are you here? And he said, because someone has to be saying the truth. Someone has to challenge these crazy people who are yelling about the Jews having a diabolical agenda. But why did it take a 15-year-old from Jerusalem coming all the way to New York City to challenge these crazy claims? Why were there not Columbia students who were approaching these individuals surrounding their campus and setting the record straight? We know the answer to that, because many of them are sympathetic. And in fact, there were many students who would walk by the guy who was yelling about Israel being a Nazi state and the Jews controlling the Democrat and Republican Party and the Jews having an evil agenda. And the students would pump a fist and egg them on. According to one Columbia student, it seems that graduation may not even happen. I mean, how could it? When many of these protesters will undoubtedly use that as an opportunity to make a stand for their cause. And there are serious security concerns that many students feel, which is just horrendously sad. You know, it's like we're back in COVID all over again. When I was talking with students on the sidewalk when I was there on Friday, I was asking them how they're doing, and they just said, "We're so done. We just want to get out of here. We're not in college," they said. It's like we're back, you know, on Zoom. Many of these students have actually vacated campus. They have gone. I know several actually who are staying at hotels around Manhattan because they don't want to be in the dorms or even near campus and off-campus housing. They're just trying to finish the semester on Zoom. And for many graduating seniors, they tell me they just want to get out of there. But we've been talking about a very important point, which is that when I was there, there were many of these outside groups protesting Israel and saying very harmful, damaging things about Judaism. Of course, there was one absolutely insane person who was talking about Jews and witchcraft and child sacrifice and all of that nonsense. And I was asking the question of why is it that students don't confront someone like that? And of course, easier said than done. You know, when there's somebody who is so insane, yelling things like that, standing outside of your campus, I totally understand walking past them, just wanting to get to class and not engage. But it is worth continuing to ask this question, because, again, one of the things that we often hear, and I know especially from recently being a student in college, is that we are constantly told to stand up against hatred, to stand up against bigotry, to be leaders, to be defiant, to be resistant. And here is this wide open opportunity. Here's a guy standing on the sidewalk, yelling that the Jews have a diabolical agenda to control the United States, et cetera, et cetera. And people just walk past him. And again, part of me gets it, but they just walk past him. And many students, in fact, were cheering him on. And you just can't help but wonder, what if that guy substituted the word Jews for black people, or Jews for gays, or Jews for trans people, or Jews for illegal immigrants, or Jews for almost any other category of a protected class, or those who are minorities, sexual orientation minorities, religious minorities, racial minorities? Can you imagine if that guy was yelling and spewing his hatred about any other protected class but the Jews? You would see students confront him. You would probably see people, you know, swarm around him and shout him down. Can you imagine if some guy was standing outside of Columbia's campus and had a big sign up that said, "Men should not compete in women's sports"? Imagine if someone was just had a totally normal, healthy, sanctionable sign like that. they would be shouted, that person would be shouted down by these students. So we need to consider, why is this? Why is it that someone who is being so truly bigoted and hateful gets ignored or even endorsed, but then someone who, again, would hold up a sign that says something that's maybe right wing would be shouted down and resisted by many of these students on these campuses? Gives a pretty accurate view of what these campuses have taught and what many of these students believe. And that was the most fascinating thing of all. There were also so many political symbols. I mean, obviously, much of the sidewalk had people with signs and keffiyehs and other things pertaining to, you know, the Israel conflict. But there were these pride flags. There were BLM flags. There was this poster about protecting trans literature. It was like being in this zone of like the most political signs and symbols that you could encounter. And it just shows that these universities have become hotbeds of extreme politics. That is now their identities. Not academics, not free thought, but political activism. It was everywhere you turn.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today. Send them to our website, townhallreview.com. I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for joining us.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.